Will he take him on? He looks at Rivers and he says, "You're a little old. I'm young and I'm sneaky." Round one, Ames lets it rip. Strikes at two. Michael Walters wins the game for the Dockers. Off the ground for Bablich. Look at the celebration.
This to send them into a home preliminary.
Welcome back to the Talking Freo podcast, the podcast where we give you all the latest Freo news and updates.
In today's episode, we'll be reviewing our round three clash against Port Adelaide, and we'll be previewing our game against the Gold Coast, and we'll be answering some Instagram questions.
It was a pretty disappointing game. Jumped out of the gates pretty strong, up at quarter time by about a goal, was it?
Yeah, we were up by a goal at quarter time, and the second quarter really was the quarter it cost us the game.
The rain started.
Yeah, well, we didn't adjust to the conditions. It was like we were still in the change rooms.
Yeah.
Just wasn't good enough the second quarter. The back line kind of lost its role.
Yeah.
They were trying to be a bit more individual and work as a team back there. And then we saw just with the rain, we couldn't get it out of our...
We only got 50,
which
two
that happens when a team's on top of you in the rain, it's hard to get it out.
And we only had two inside 50s now in the last 30 seconds of the quarter.
Yeah, it was terrible.
It was a rebound, 50.
And the fourth quarter, I know people are like, "Oh, we played pretty well in the fourth quarter," but we could have kicked six goals in the last quarter, which you'd expect the team to at least kick four of.
Yeah, you can't expect that they'd kick it all of them, but it certainly some of the shots weren't that difficult from. Obviously, it's a lot harder being out there and playing it, but...
It's just, they're just shots you expect.
You would expect AFL players to kick like that.
Oh, I want to talk about Tabner. He kicked two last week.
And then didn't.
He's been doing that a bit lately, kicking a few earlier and not doing anything. Do you think he, when Darcy's back, can cement his spot on the team, or do they go with Hogan instead?
I feel like, at the moment, you can't give Hogan a game over Tabner.
Yeah, he was attacking the footy last week, though.
Yeah, no, he has a good spear and kick, just too bad the teammates can't mark it.
Yeah, especially in the wet, it was very hard for him to take marks.
Yeah.
And he was getting in the right positions, that was a positive. He was getting in the right positions after a year of that playing football.
Maybe even giving a run in the mid. Does that tank for him?
I reckon he could go in there a little bit. He's a big body. So.
Yeah, just like maybe swap out for five.
Not too long. I don't think he'd be able to go for too long.
Short stints, yeah.
Sam Sturt goes down with an injury.
His ankle, and then surprisingly comes back out, and then
I think his kick was affected by his ankle.
Yeah, you could see.
I don't think he should have come back on.
No.
And now he's out for 3 to 4 weeks.
Positive news with the injury front. Blake Akers should be available for selection next week.
We've missed him a lot. Obviously, we haven't really seen him in the actual season, but in the Mars series and in the intra-club matches, he was racking up 30-plus disposals in every game.
Mm.
So he could definitely be on the outside or inside mid.
James Ashe played well last week.
James Ashe, probably one of the most underrated players in our team. He's played well every game, I think.
He's Mr. Consistent.
He is, and he gets around quietly, a bit like Conker. Gets around quietly and gets the job done.
Now, I don't know if you saw this, but did you see the Kane Corns?
I did see the Kane Corns.
And he said it's deplorable effort by Matt Fyfe. It was at a stoppage that Sam Pett, I think it was earlier in the first quarter.
Yeah, well, to be fair, Fyfe probably should have been on his man.
But then did you see that Ross Lyon explain?
Yeah, explain.
That was actually quite good. There was like two, I think he liked to call them, was it wicket keepers?
Yeah.
And they just let him run through.
Yeah.
Which is
basically, yeah.
Pretty sloppy.
It is, but... Yeah, he probably should have been on his man, but...
He did that a fair bit in the round two game against Brisbane with Lachie Neale.
Yeah, he does do it consistently, but I feel like his role is not to be on that man. It's to get off him and get the ball.
Yeah.
I feel like it's not him, like, being lazy. I think it's...
The risk you have to take, really.
Because we're taking a risk to try and get the ball
because
forward.
If Fife is on a man, right? And we somehow get a turnover. I guess who the most dangerous man on the ground is free.
Yeah. And yeah, that's it. Yeah. So sometimes you just got to take risks to get the ball forward, especially when we're under pressure in the back line. Sometimes you've got to hope for a kick out, like when you kick and hope and hopefully get lucky.
So what do you think was the positives out of last week's game?
I think the positives was, apart from the second quarter, I think our ball movement was definitely improving.
No, it was, especially the like the entries into 50 is, I mean, probably not from the second and third quarter, but I mean the fourth and first weren't bad.
Yeah, we got the ball in there, we had opportunities, we just didn't take them. So hopefully
in the first quarter I thought we did.
Yeah, in the first quarter there was still some opportunities we could have put away and been further ahead. But definitely could work on our set shots.
Yeah.
I thought Chera was very good in the first half.
Yeah, he was.
New like outside mid, inside mid role he's been playing this year.
Prefers that.
He's definitely improved. Brayshaw getting on the ball like he always does. So I think there is some positives from last week if you take away the second quarter.
Yeah, like you said, if we maybe competed with him a bit more in the second quarter, didn't let us get blown out in the second quarter, it would have been interesting.
It definitely would, and especially if we kick straight in the last quarter.
The third quarter was a bit of a nothing. It was pretty.
Nothing really happened for both teams in the third quarter. I think, yeah, definitely if we kicked straight in the last quarter, we could have actually been within a chance of maybe sneaking one and getting a win.
Well, that's we have done that a lot. We've left it too late, and that is the thing that's annoying me. That's really frustrating me that we're leaving it to last 10 minutes of the last quarter to try and make it.
We got to get out early, like we did last game. We got out early. We just didn't keep it going in the second quarter, which let us down.
Exactly. So I think that's all we have to say for the round three.
That's it. So let's preview our round four game.
Obviously,
against Gold Coast.
We're playing it late this afternoon. What's the time now?
We're going to win.
9:50. You reckon we're going to have our first win?
Definitely.
Obviously, playing the Gold Coast Suns, coming off some pretty impressive wins.
They're not going to play three good games in a row. I mean, not take anything away from them not being a good team.
They played Adelaide.
But they are a very, very young team.
Yeah.
And young teams do struggle to stay consistent.
Well, yeah. I mean, people can say what they want about Gold Coast winning two in a row, right? Was it two or three in a row?
Two. They lost the first game to Adelaide.
But they did it last year as well.
They always play well early in the season.
I think they were third after four rounds.
I think their team's definitely better this year though.
No, 100%. Rao makes a big difference. Anderson.
Yeah, they're both
Hugh Greenwood has come in and played well for them.
They've definitely started to get their organisation back to where it should be.
So I think we predicted Freo by 10. Pretty optimistic. If I think you have to give Gold Coast the favourites, they deserve to.
We haven't won, they've won two games,
so we expect them to be
the favourites this game. I think in today's game, obviously Sarong is debuting.
Some might say Lockie Neal 2.0.
Yeah, Luke Ryan said he looks like he's played 100 games. I think he's starting on the half forward line. And he'd probably have a stint in the midfield as well, I expect. Throughout the game. So I'm actually really looking
probably
forward to seeing that.
Probably not for a centre-half or not half.
No, it's a bit small.
Yeah.
But
he's solid.
He does. His shape is a lot like Lockie Neal was at the same age.
Mm.
So definitely something to look forward to.
Stephen Hill.
Stephen Hill has returned. This is going to be interesting. I just want him to get through without injury.
Yeah, it'd be his first game in almost a year, wouldn't it?
He played in the Masters series and then had
Played half the Masters series.
Yeah, had a bit of an injury back then. So he has had an injury problem. So we just hope that he gets through the game. Obviously, the forward line is looking pretty tall.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
I think it might be a bit dewy again. So hopefully, been doing a bit of marking practice in those conditions, ready for the tools to get the ball, because we did do this preview thing with a Gold Coast account and they said they're a bit worried about how our tools could do on their smaller players.
Yeah, but they have got some good defenders. Was it Sam, I forgot his last name, Collins, that's it. He played
good,
didn't he?
He is, yeah, he did.
We dropped him.
And
he
took that mark last year, which cost us the game.
Yeah, he's probably one of their best defenders.
He is. I don't think he'd fit in our lineup though.
Yeah, I don't think we really need any more defenders, to be honest.
No, not really.
I think we're after probably one more key mid, I feel. One more.
Yeah, definitely one more.
I don't really want to say key forward because we've really got one.
I feel like we're getting to the point where we've got the players that we need, really.
Yeah.
We just need them to develop.
Yeah.
I think we've got to that point. I think this year in the draft, I really think we could probably maybe trade for a better player that we might get in the draft.
Yeah.
Because obviously...
we got the NGA.
It's very compromised draft. There's lots of academy players. We've got some as well.
I think it was 17 out of the first...
like top 40 players.
30 or 40, yeah.
So that's going to be something teams will be a little bit off about. They might be like, oh, we're not going to get a good player because they're all in the academy. So we could potentially trade that for a player that we think is better than we'll get in the draft.
Brennan Cox... he hasn't been dropped. He's got an injury.
I found that interesting because at first I was like, I thought he'd been dropped because I haven't heard anything about his injury.
I think it's an ankle. It's not as serious. I think it's about two weeks. And I think they're just managing him.
I think Ty Watson should have come in.
I think he should have as well. But I think Brennan Cox did play. He's playing well down back.
So I think Tobe reminds me a bit of Cox.
Tobe.
Yeah. Last season in the Waffle, 17.5 disposals and 6.5 marks. That's pretty good for a defender.
It's pretty good for anyone, really. Tobe,
hopefully in the coming weeks, will make the team.
I reckon captain.
Skipper.
2027 captain.
Tobe Watson. The Ginger Ninja.
The Ginger Ninja, that's it. So what are your predictions for today?
I'm predicting 3-0 by 10. I think it's definitely going to be close. I feel like we might start a little bit slow. I think yesterday's or last week's game, may have been a one-off starting that quickly.
Yeah.
I think we might start off slow, but we'll work ourselves into the game and then get going and we'll win by 10 points.
All right, do you want to get the questions up?
Yeah, we'll get the questions from the Instagram followers.
So if you do want to ask us a question, we do put it on our story, and I think we posted today, wasn't it?
We posted as well, so we've got, I think, 8 or 9 questions coming. So the AFL Grind says, thoughts on Freo at the moment?
There's room for improvement. Obviously, every team there is room for improvement. But I think... at the moment, we're not a 17th place side.
No, we're not.
I think we've
definitely improved from last season.
Yeah.
The results aren't showing right now.
And I don't think you can really... I can't judge teams until about round 8, to be honest.
Look at us last year.
I got 2 or 3 tips right last week.
I got 3.
Yeah.
Very disappointing week in the tipping.
And even this week, it's starting to... act like a little bit of an upset week. So Dan Bridge 82 says, how do you see the features of guys like North, Giro, Crowden, Valenti, Dixon and O'Reilly? Not features.
That's tough. I don't think Crowden will really play much.
I think Giro, Valenti, I feel like Dixon, he showed
promise last year. I think they're all a few years away.
Yeah.
From being at their prime.
I think O'Reilly, obviously mid-season draft.
He's going to struggle the most to get a game out of all them.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Especially his role, really.
Yeah.
We don't really need a tall forward. You go.
Mr. AJ Bayless says, which matchup are you most keen to see? I'm assuming that's about today's game.
I know he's only played 3 games, but I want to see Fife and Rao. I want to see that. I always want to see... I wouldn't call it a matchup, but I just want to see who gets more...
Gold Coast said they want Rao to run on Fife. I think it's going to be a mistake for them.
You think? I don't think Fife's going to want a three gamer. To show the...
Well, I don't think Fife will run on him, like, show in other games. Yeah. But I think Rao will have to, like... He'll have to focus so much on staying on Fife...
Yeah.
That he won't get as many disposals as
well. So another account says, what can we achieve with a 7 home game advantage?
Well, hopefully...
Show that one's coming in from... Is it Freo Hub?
Yeah, Freo Hub. And he's got another one in the next question as well. Definitely Well, I wouldn't really say it's an advantage, because by the time we get back, we'd have had 6 away games in total. So I think we definitely deserve the 7 games in a row, or at least 6.
Yeah.
The 60k crowds, it's going to be good, especially the derby, which is the next question.
Talking for
our opinion on games. Yeah, we're going to be going to every game. If you want to, we'll interview you at the end. The next one for Free Hub is opinions on the derby.
Break the drought. We're having a win. There's no way we're losing against a pretty soft West Coast team at the moment. Obviously, I haven't seen a lot of them. They could bounce back.
They have not been playing well, though.
They've been using the hub as an excuse.
No excuses from the Frio boys, though.
Hopefully not.
No, we don't have any excuses. Our club, Peter Bell and Justin Longwood, said obviously it's not ideal, but we are going to... we're just going to use this as a learning experience.
And Julian Aubrey says, should Dardy be in the team? Obviously, Dardy McCarthy. Is that you?
Yeah, Dardy. I don't think he's ready yet after the... his incident.
I think he's an epilepsy.
Yeah, he does. So I think they're not going to risk him early. I think, yeah, but he'll be back in the team soon, probably.
So the candy crayon can says, what is the best fruit jumper ever and why is it the 3D anchor?
Oh, 3D anchor is definitely an interesting shirt.
Yeah.
I actually like the 25-year one.
Yeah, I like that as well.
I think that's just clean. It's simple and it's clean and it's part of our history, and I think that's my favourite one.
Yeah.
John Mavridis, what role do you think is best for Chera and how do you think Brayshaw should be training to become an elite tagger? I think Chera plays best on the wing.
Yeah.
I think he didn't really like it up forward and half back as well, and I think he's been playing better on the wing. I think Brayshaw's just got to keep going the way he's going now because he's already becoming a very good young player.
Angel Mills 31945 says, how many disposals and goals do you think that Fife will get against Gold Coast tonight?
27 disposals and 2 goals.
Oh, that's 3 Brownlow points. Votes, sorry.
And Thomas Wilson 2003 says, how will Caleb the contested beast Sarong go tonight? I think he's going to have a pretty good debut.
Yeah, you think he will?
I think around 10 or 15 disposals.
I think he'll get
kick a snag.
I reckon he'll get 6 tackles.
He has in the Marshall, he showed that pressure.
We need that.
And we need a bit of that. I miss Chris May.
Yeah, I like him. I like him a lot.
He's done well in at Collingwood. Yeah. So yeah, I think that's it for the podcast.
He was one of my favourite players actually.
Hill, yeah, I like Hill.
So yeah. That's it. We have a footy game to go play right now, don't we, Harry?
Yeah, we do. So make sure you go follow the Instagram talking_Frio. If you ever got any ideas for us, just make sure you DM us.
Yep, we get out the news 5 minutes before the news actually happens.
Yeah, that's it.
That's our promise to the Frio Army. Got no excuses. I'm on holidays.
I'm not yet. Got one more week.
So if I get news out more than 5 minutes later, then you could have a free T-shirt.
Me?
No, someone. If they spot it.
Well, yeah. That could be a lot of T-shirts, man.
Oh, there's no way, because I know the news before it happens. Crystal ball.
That's it. So,
all right.
Go Frio.